The outstanding figure in modern Freemasonry is undoubtedly the Widow's Son, who is known to members of the fraternity under the somewhat obscure name of Hiram Abiff. He dominates craft masonry, and this, in spite of the fact that neither the entered apprentice nor the fellow craft knows anything at all about him. It is true that, when the master mason recites what is called the first part of the traditional history to the fellow craft, who is on his way to the secrets of the third degree, he pays the fellow craft the compliment of saying, "As you are doubtless aware." Hiram was the principal architect at the building of King Solomon's temple, but if the fellow craft is so informed, he must have acquired the knowledge altogether apart from Freemasonry, as, up to that particular moment, no glimpse of the Widow's Son has been obtained in all the ceremonial of the first and second degrees. From that point onwards, however, he is chief actor in the drama, and the legend of Hiram is the most characteristic part in the ritual of the order. Hiram, like many other notable men in the history of the world, was distinguished in the manner of his death as was set forth in the legend, and the dramatic circumstances attending to the tragedy are what give amplitude to his biography. Beyond the time, place, and means of his murder, Freemasonry knows little about the man. Nor, apart from Freemasonry, are many particulars to be gleaned. All that is known of him is contained in the volume of the Sacred Law. And even then there is confusion, and one statement that in the opinion of Brother Robert Frick Gould stamps the Masonic legend as a myth. According to the author of the Second Book of Chronicles, Chapter 2, Solomon sent messengers to Hiram, king of Tyre, to acquaint that friendly sovereign with the fact that he contemplated erecting a temple, and inviting him to furnish men and materials for the prosecution of the work. Solomon's first demand was for a specially gifted craftsman. "Send me now," he says, "a man cunning to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in iron and in purple and crimson and blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem." The king of Tyre received the embassy with cordiality and returned a favorable answer to Solomon. "I have sent a cunning man," he says, "endued with understanding, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre." The account given in the first book of the Kings, chapter 7, differs somewhat so far as the parentage of the man is concerned. There it is stated that he was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali. The author or editor of Kings agrees with the chronicler that Hiram's father was a Tyrian, adding that he was a worker in brass. Josephus describes him as of Naphtali on his mother's side, his father being Ur of the stock of Israel. It is not easy to reconcile these differences. One biblical student, Geisbrecht, suggests that the dislike felt by the editor of Kings to the idea of the temple being built by a half-Phoenician caused him to insert the words, "a widow of the tribe of Naphtali," the alteration of the phrase, "of the daughters of Dan," into "of the tribe of Naphtali" being the more permissible, since Dan lay in the territory of Naphtali. The clear points that emerge are that Hiram was of mixed race, the son of a brass worker, and a man so high in his profession as to have secured the patronage of his king and to have been deemed worthy to uphold the reputation of his country. His exalted position is inferred from the description given by the author of the Chronicles, who alludes to him as Hiram Abi, and the word Abi, meaning my father, is usually taken in the sense of master, a title of respect and distinction. The name is undoubtedly Phoenician, but there is some confusion as to its actual form. Hiram is the more common rendering, but the author of the Chronicles adheres to the spelling Huram, and other writers adopt the variant Hiram. Mr. J. F. Stenning says that it is equivalent to Ahiram and means the exalted one. According to Movers, Hiram or Huram is the name of a deity and means the coiled or twisted one, but other scholars regard this derivation as very improbable. Whatever his real parentage and whatever the exact meaning of his name, the widow's son of Freemasonry reached Jerusalem and was thereafter intimately identified with the building of the temple.